matter what anybody tells you, words and ideas can change the world.
Okay, terrific.
Language and writing were made available.
He'll teach you everything.
I'm writing this down. This is good stuff.
Hey, I'm John. This is John Helps You Write Better. And have you thought about how much water you drink in a day? Is that a thought you've had? Are you one of those people like me who knows you should be putting more water in your body, and sometimes you do, and sometimes it's great, and other times it's one of those thoughts that you have that you should be doing something, and then you don't? Is that a thing? Maybe it's just me. I don't know. I've never really stopped and thought about it, but I know that on those days where I drink enough water, I feel better. And on those days where I drink enough water and also remember to take my vitamin in the middle of like a day that's chaotic, I will do better over the course of the day. And on those days where I remember to like stretch and, you know, maybe try and get some of the kinks out of my back and take my vitamin and drink some water, those are the days that go really, really well. This is not a fitness issue. This is not a reminder to take your pills and do your things and have all your ducks in a row. This is me telling you that there's value in preparation. I talk to a lot of writers who tend to treat preparation as though it's like a destination. Like they've got to do all this stuff and then they'll be prepared. And then once they're prepared, then they can go accomplish whatever it is they're trying to accomplish. And it doesn't work like that. It just doesn't. I'm sorry. It's not like that. It's sort of like the idea of being comfortable or the idea of being okay. I'm making air quotes. Those are not destinations. Those are things that are done progressively. Those are things that are done in a million little steps over here and over there. And what about this and what about that? Preparation is never the end. It's an ongoing thing. It's never your terminus. It's not your destination. This isn't an airport. This is sort of how you approach whatever you approach to do whatever it is you want to do. And you prepare to do the thing, whatever it is, you prepare for it in lots of little accomplishments. And you got to stack those up and you have to let those count. I think too often a lot of writers, when they sit down to write, they start thinking about the goal and the reward, the big, you know, the sales and the validation and the reviews and the this and the that, and they don't stop and think about like, well, it's going to be hard, but the particulars of that difficulty, that doesn't really factor in, or the frustration of, you know, waiting for an algorithm to pick them up, or you know, all those little small parts that are very, very important, they get kind of pushed off to the side. And then that way you can complain about them. That way you can be pissed off about them. That way you can feel frustrated by them because, well, you just didn't know they were there. So you could have prepared, as if being prepared is somehow going to eliminate all the difficulty. And it doesn't. Being prepared means that when the difficulty shows up, you can do something about it because it's going to be difficult. What you're doing is not easy. This is not the same as like slipping your feet into very comfortable slippers and then taking a step forward. Or, you know, this is not like an involuntary muscle thing that takes like 2 seconds and no effort. Every step of this process, whether you are writing a first draft, whether you are making a novel, whether you are selling it, whether you are deciding that today is going to be the day you change your life, all these things are hard, and they're hard in a billion small ways. And preparation is as much about making those small ways a thing you can manage as well as a thing you can accomplish. You can do these things. And you know, it's not that you have to like prepare for the first 1 million steps and then you get to start on step one. You're going to prepare as you go and do as you go. And I know that's not very comforting, and I know that's not very easy, especially in a climate and an environment where so often we have an expectation that we're going to set the whole table all the silverware, all the flatware, all the glasses and cups and services and plates and all that stuff. And then we get to eat. But then handling it outside of that and thinking about it in terms of like a few steps and then a few pieces of progress, then a few pieces of prep, and then a few pieces of progress can feel disjointed and can feel like you're under accomplishing things because you always seem to be stopping and starting and stopping and starting. But I swear to you, for the point of creativity, for the writing that you're trying to do, this is the best way to make that progress and turn those small steps into a habit. The first battle for your creativity must be in your mind. It has to be in how you think about these things, not in what you write, not in the goal you have, not in the plot, not in what you want to sell, not with what your pen name is, not how you want to be on social media, not the daydreams you have about whatever. The first battle for your creativity, let alone the battle for your existential, you know, future, is in your mind. And if you find more and more reasons to give yourself more and more limits, you will find less and less success. The battle's up here in your head, and you're going to fight that battle regularly, especially if you're somebody prone to discouraging yourself, or you're somebody who hasn't had a lot of support, or somebody who's unwilling to take on support or unwilling to ask for help because you think somehow that's supposed to be like you don't deserve it, or that it's supposed to just, you know, be a thing that you must suffer for whatever reason. The reality of it is, preparation is done in small steps, and it's preparation and support that allow you to succeed. Turning to people who you know can help you, admitting you need help. You know, there's a reason why that's the first step in almost every, you know, 12-step group. You've got to admit you need some help so that you can get the help you need. You just need to figure out what that help is. Sometimes that help is just going to be somebody coming along and telling you that they believe in you. And sometimes that help is going to be somebody coming along to encourage you when you slow down or encourage you when you get stuck. Or maybe it's somebody educating you, explaining, hey, do it this way, don't do it that way. Or here's the next five things to think about. Whatever it is, that's all prep. That's all preparation. Knowing that you don't know everything, knowing that it's going to be hard, knowing that the first battle is in your head, knowing that out of all these things, it's barely ever a lack of education and almost always a preponderance of fear, a big, massive, you know, continent of fear that absolutely paralyzes people. I'm afraid to do this. I don't like to do this. This makes me uncomfortable. I'm afraid it won't go well. Whatever it is, whether we're talking marketing or selling or just being a writer or finishing a book or starting a book or whatever, it always, almost always, 90-something percent of the time, comes back to fear. And the antidote to fear is not quitting. And the antidote to fear is not, you know, fucking around and then trying to do all the other stuff around it. The antidote to fear is committing your mind to it. Okay, I'm afraid. I don't know if I have the energy to make the big changes. I don't know if I have it in me to withstand the possible rejection. I don't know if I have it in me to finish an idea or whatever it is. But you try, because your want to be different, your want for things to go a certain way, your want for success must outweigh your fear. You need to make the want and the dream of something bigger than the continent of fear over there. And rather than leave it in this big, giant abstract, you want to turn it into small steps. We explore that continent. We explore our progress. We develop one step at a time. That's really the whole point of this. Preparation doesn't mean do everything first and then start. Preparation is as you go, you lay your own groundwork. As you move, you get ready for the next step. And whether that's mental, whether that's practical or whatever, you've got to prepare. Remember to drink your water every day. Remember that vitamin that you're always going to take after breakfast. You know, the only way to make it might not always be at 8:27 in the morning, but you know that if you sit down and organize it and you sit down and you leave that pill accessible and you start the day with a mouthful of water, this is a thing you can turn into a habit. Your habit matters because your habit makes the rest of the day easier. You don't have to keep struggling. You don't have to, you know, it's not more noble to dash yourself upon the rocks and then suddenly produce your art. We want you to succeed. You want to succeed. I want you to succeed. The reader wants you to succeed. you don't have to stay in your own way and you don't have to be afraid of it. Preparation is how we're going to go from point A to point B. So let me ask you this. How prepared do you feel? Do you need some help? Give that some thought, and I will talk to you next week.